Hey everyone, Connie here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. It contains 10 bite-sized chapters to build a thriving online business, have a consistent income, and get the time freedom you always wanted. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones who want to start an online business and work from home or anywhere. Check it out at conniezabala.com/VABook. Want a free chapter? Sure! Just visit bit.ly/VABook free chapter and get your copy. Again, that's bit.ly/VABook free chapter.
Greetings, fellow entrepreneurs. This is Connie and Belle of the Freelancing with Faith podcast.
We are both moms and entrepreneurs whose digital services are bound by our core Christian values.
On this platform, let's talk about tips and how-tos to help our transformational entrepreneurs grow their businesses online.
We also invite our fellow service providers as our guests so they can share their stories and experiences with us.
All these we do with the end goal of glorifying God by providing the best digital services to our clients.
We also have our weekly live praise and worship session.
We look forward to connecting with you. As you listen or watch, grab your favorite drink, pay attention, and take notes. Let us encourage one another to strengthen our faith and relationship with God because He provides for everything.
When He blesses us, He blesses our businesses.
To do that, make sure to subscribe or follow us. Get engaged and share your thoughts with us whenever you have the chance. We look forward to connecting with you. God bless you all.
Hi everyone, good evening, good morning, or good afternoon to you, whatever time you are watching us from. We are supposedly Connie and Belle tonight, but unfortunately some things happened. And our topic for tonight is 3 essential tips on how to start freelancing as a student. So, by the way, again, we are Connie and Belle. We go live every Monday and Thursday, 8 p.m. Philippine time. Mondays are actually, we do 2 different things. Mondays are for live and praise and worship session, and Thursdays are for freelancing, about virtual assistance, about digital marketing. So if you're watching us for the very first time, make sure that you click that subscribe button. Again, our topic for tonight is all about essential tips on how to start freelancing as a student. We are building a God-centered, purpose-driven life and freelancing business. So if you're watching us for the very first time, make sure that you click that subscribe button and also the bell so that you get notifications. Again, we go live every Monday and Thursday, 8 p.m. Philippine time. So before we start, let's have an opening prayer first. Let's remember that we are in the presence of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we praise you, we glorify you, we honor you. We thank you for blessing us these past few days. We're grateful for the resources and the people you're sending our way, so we are able to bless others and do what you called us to do. We ask for forgiveness for every wrongdoings we committed. We lift up to you every person who is watching and listening to this podcast. We pray that you open their hearts and minds so that whatever we share with them will create an impact on their businesses. We also lift up to you our special guests, of course, me and Belle, and our special guest, Nichelle, and her family. Pour out your Holy Spirit in us, so we will continue to have the courage to say the right words, to share what you're teaching us with the goal of telling your truth. Help and remind us, including our sisters and brothers, that we are building and thriving in our businesses to glorify you and serve the people we work with. We believe that whatever success we have, we owe it all to you. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, by the way, if you are interested to know more about how to start your virtual assistant business, feel free to check my book at conniezabala.com/VA book. It's available on print, ebook, Kindle, and audiobook there. So we have a special guest. Since I'm alone, I will do everything. Bell need to make up to me again. So I will introduce our special guest for tonight. Okay, hold on. So our special guest is a passionate individual with big dreams and a love for creating unique experiences that evoke new emotions. Currently, she is studying broadcasting at the Polytechnic University of the Philippines in Manila. With her years of experience as an avid social media user, she has built a vast network and collaborated with various brands to enhance their online presence. So there, let's all welcome Ms. Nichelle Calias.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Ms. Connie. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Thank you for saying yes. And we need to move faster. So for our viewers, yes, our guest for tonight is still a student. So for those younger ones, you can start early. Let's learn from our guest tonight. So how did you go about freelancing? And since you're still studying, why are you doing freelancing? So I'm actually curious about that.
Yes, like lots of people are really curious. So I started my freelancing journey when I was 19 years old. It was the peak of pandemic. So of course I was inside our house and I want to explore some ways on how I can earn money. So a little background, my mom is a single parent. So I want to help her out with, of course, our necessities like groceries, something like that. So at first, I actually applied to lots of call center here at Pasig. And then I wasn't accepted because I don't have an experience and they don't want to train. Of course, it's pandemic and they don't really encourage the people to go to their office. So what they suggest is you do it work from home, and at the same time you have an experience. So I received some calls that saying that they will not accept me. So I found other ways on the internet. I searched some, like, how can I earn through online. So I came across on this group called Upwork Freelancers, and then there I saw a lot of people like talking about this, like, what is this? What is that? Like, they're talking about social media management, virtual assistants, and then from that I was curious, so I researched about it, and then I came across with another YouTube channel. So her name is Miss Brit Sui, and then I was able to watch her videos, and from that, I've gained lots of knowledge, and there, I've applied it, and then here I am. So, yeah.
Congrats. I'm sure you experienced some, you know, challenges along the way. Can you share with us those challenges, and how did you overcome it?
Yeah, so I think the first challenge would be when I first started it on the, as far as I remember, it was November. So I started, what they call this, like, applying on Upwork. So when I signed up, I applied immediately. And then after that, the recruiters want you to have an experience and at the same time portfolio. So from there, I built, and then I've learned it from a couple of days. And then when December came, that's when I was able to get an Australian client. So from that, I actually learned a lot from her. So, and then after that, what I've learned from her, I've applied it to other works that I've also applied from her. From Upwork. So, yeah. there were lots of challenges like getting clients on the first in the first place. So yes.
Oh, how did you? I wonder how many applications or proposals or messages did you submit before you actually got that first client? Do you still remember?
I think I sent a lot. Like, I think it was 2 weeks. Like, I've been sending from morning to night. I've been sending proposals. Yeah. Like, I was really kind of like, not that desperate, but like, I really want to immerse myself on the field. Like, I was actually losing hope that I'll get a client. So I was like, nah, I will not continue this anymore. Because I think this is not the path for me. I was like thinking like that. But then, yeah, a client came and I was able to really learn a lot from her.
Yes, thank you for that first Australian client.
Yes.
Since you've known the freelancing during the pandemic, did you ever went back to the corporate or you just maintained doing this since then?
I just maintained doing it because I easily got another client after that. Mm. So I was like, oh, so the process is like this. Once I've learned the process, I was like, oh, okay, so I can do this. I can maintain doing freelancing. So yeah, it was actually a good experience for me.
Yes, it's amazing. By the way, let's go to the Faith side of this channel since it's Freelancing with Faith. So what is your biggest blessings? Just one biggest blessing since you started.
Yeah, so I think my biggest blessing would be meeting clients that have the same values as me. Right now, I have this client and she is also, at the same time, she is also my boss. She is really, what they call this, like a sister figure to me. Like, she taught me a lot about doing the business side of building an agency. And at the same time, I really admire her. Like, she inspires me in a lot of ways. So, yeah, it's a blessing to meet these people. At the same time, this is a blessing as well because I'm able to share what I've been learning from the past years.
Yes. And you'll find out more about the agency that she's talking about later. So do you have any like inspirational quotes or Bible verses that, you know, your anchor to inspire you to go back in case you feel down?
Yeah, I think my favorite Bible verse that provides inspiration and strength to me would be, it's from Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. So it's, "For I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." So I think it's something that really, you know, give me a lot of strength in the hard times.
Yes, agree. So in all of these things that happened to you, how has your faith impacted your freelancing, your as you are also building your agency?
Yeah, I think it's something that I really hold on to. It's prayers and at the same time Jesus, of course, because I think I would have not made it here if I didn't trusted his plans at all. Because I think from the past years, like when I was in senior high, I keep on relying on to myself. Like, I didn't really have that strong faith with God. I felt like because a little background again, in high school, I was really active with, you know, joining this prayer sessions with my classmates because they are Christians. So like I was joining, and at the same time like we're doing, we pray, and at the same time like we worship, like we sing lots of songs in their church. So I was like active doing that. But when I entered my senior high school years, I was not active, and I keep on relying on myself when I do decisions. And then when transition again, when pandemic came, I became a first year college. That's when I always pray to God. We always pray every night because that was like when the pandemic happened, like lots of things are happening. Mm. Like you don't know when or who to call, but of course there's Jesus. And yeah, it really strengthened my faith to God. So yeah.
I think many people can actually relate to that during amazing. The pandemic. Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, I think we're
but of course it was not.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Is it okay if I continue?
Yeah, sure.
I'm sorry. But of course we must not worship him and just the hard times, of course, in the good times as well.
Yes, amen. Yeah. True that. Okay, so I think this is we're done with the first section of this live session. Don't go yet because we are transitioning to the main topic of this episode. It's about things you need to know to succeed in freelancing, especially if you are a student. So go ahead, Nichelle, take it away.
Since I'm a student freelancer, there are, of course, lots of challenges and, of course, obstacles that I have to go through since I have to juggle two things at once, my work and my studies. So here are three essential tips that I will share with you. Okay, so first of all, I would like to say that freelancing is really helpful because it will help you gain real world experience. So I'm not saying that this is not, I mean, while we're studying, this is not the real world experience. But what I'm saying is it's really different when you're studying and when you're dealing with a professional, like for example, you're dealing with a client. So you need to really be professional, of course. So of course, another benefit would be earning extra income. So you know that. And lastly would be, it will help you build a professional portfolio. Okay, so let's get into it. So tip number one would be time management. Okay, so first of all, I would like to clarify that I'm not a master of this, but I would like to share that this is an important aspect when you've entered the world of freelancing. Okay, so time management. So I would suggest that you create a schedule or use time blocking to allocate specific hours where you will work and then where you will study. Okay, so for my case, since we have online classes in the morning, I will do my freelancing works at night. So yeah, just try to create a calendar. So I do mine in my phone and in my Google Calendar. So I assigned my my meeting hours. I organized what subject I would have to attend, and then yeah. Okay, so next is that you need to prioritize tasks based on deadlines and based on importance. So when you're dealing with a client, of course you need to inform them where can you submit this, when can you submit this, when can you revise this. So you just need to prioritize your workloads. Okay, so next tip is building a strong online presence. So I don't really have this, I think I don't really have this right now, but I'm in the process of doing this. So right now I have my Instagram account. So I created another Instagram account for my business. So it's called The Kala Studio. And then I also have my own personal Instagram account. I think it helps you reach out to the people who also do stuff the same as yours. So, for example, in my another account, I can meet and I can follow people who also do the same business as me. For example, social media management. So I can follow them there. And at the same time, when I scroll on my Instagram, I can see their content that resonates with me because they are doing social media management. So I think it really helps you out when you are a student freelancer if you have your own Instagram for business and also for communication. So also, I suggest you create a Facebook for business and for LinkedIn or YouTube if you want to share your process on how you do things. It's just that the downline of this is you create your own brand on your when you create your online presence so that they will know that that's you. So like it will really like what they call this, it will really sets you apart from everyone. So yeah. Okay, so for tip number three and lastly is nurturing client relationships. So I want to emphasize this one because this is really helpful. So one example is for me, I have this client. So my first client, I do their Instagram. So you can see that I can, so that her, so her friends and other family can see what I've been doing on her business. So when they saw that, oh, she is doing good with the Instagram curation, Instagram feed curation. So when they saw that, your client can refer you to that family member or friends. So as for my case, I was referred to her best friend. So I edited, she saw what I've been doing for her Instagram reels for my first client, and then her best friend saw that. So yeah, she was able to refer me to her. And of course, at the same time, when you nurture client relationships, especially when you're still a student, when you graduate or you've been doing the professional work now, they can still reach out to you and do your you can do their workloads. And then at the same time, I think it's really fun when you nurture this client relationships because you can also be friends with them. So yes, so the conclusion here is when you're a beginner in freelancing, you just need to build this tree. Like you need to really improve this. So one is time management, second is building a solid online presence, and last is nurturing client relationships. So I encourage you all to implement these tips in your freelancing journey. I also want to remind you that success in freelancing requires dedication, continuous learning, and adapting to industry trends. So thank you so much for your time. And I invite you all to, if you have any questions, please let me know. You can also message me. I think they will put my socials below. Or you can also leave a comment on their YouTube channel.
Yes. So feel free to connect with Nichelle by checking the links in the description of this video. By the way, this is a pre-recorded because our guest is not available during the time that we go live. So you are still encouraged to ask your questions and we will relay them to Nichelle so that she can answer you directly. Or you can just, you know, connect with her.
Yeah.
There. So do ask your questions or make sure that you click that thumbs up icon if you're getting value out of this video. So let's move on to the next section, which is a fast Q&A. This is just a short section where you just have to choose A or B or both or none, just to get to know you a little more. So are you ready?
Sure, let's go.
Okay, first question, cake or pie?
Cake.
Okay. Able to speak every language in the world or able to talk to animals?
Oh, able to speak any languages in the world.
Last movie or series you watched?
Oh, series.
Do you still remember the title?
Oh, I'm currently watching Young Sheldon.
Oh, okay. Last song playing on your mind, your LSS.
Oh, Super Shy by New Jeans.
Teleportation or flying?
Oh, teleportation.
Me too. Last book you've read?
Last book I've read, OMG. I think that would be something that is related for our studies. I forgot.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Top. Yeah, for sure. Top three people you follow.
Oh, I think top three would be Stephanie. I forgot her surname. Okay, I'll just erase that. Okay, I think that would be Ariana Grande, and number two is Sulgi of Red Velvet, and then number three would be Ningning of aespa. Oh, some K-pop. Could relate.
Oh,
Gen Z, hashtag Gen Z.
For sure. So no comment for me as of now.
Hashtag Gen Z.
Next question, paper or plastic?
Oh, paper.
Summer or rainy days?
Rainy days.
Favorite day of the week?
Oh, Monday. Ooh, oh,
really? For that's someone who studies, huh?
Yeah, we don't have classes when it's Monday.
Oh, I see.
Chill.
Ask permission or beg for forgiveness?
Oh, that's a tough one. I think I would say beg for forgiveness. I usually do lots of spontaneous things, so I just beg for forgiveness.
Okay. That's, you know, we seldom hear our guests choose that second one. And I know a person who actually answers me, like, depends on the situation. Not everything, every situation you have to ask permission.
That's right.
Okay, one last question. This is a little serious. If you could have a face-to-face conversation with God, or ask one question or say one thing, what would it be?
I think I would say that, hey Lord, I would love to meet my dad. Because I think that's something that I was like still praying, like that. I was like, why him? I always had this question when my dad was suddenly was lost. I was like, Lord, why? I have this like questions in my mind. But then like right after that, when I matured, like when I've entered this adulting phase, I've understand that like lots of people go through that. Not just me. So yeah, I'll just like tell Lord, I would love to meet my dad. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. In time, in his time.
Yeah.
So that's the end of our fast Q&A round. Thank you for playing. Okay.
Yeah, it was fun.
Me too. So do you have any last piece of advice, especially for those people who are like you, who are student, who are still young?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. So hello, guys. So if you are still a beginner in freelancing, I suggest you to just go with the flow, and then just, you know, explore. Don't be afraid. Like, I've taken lots of risks because I've took them. I'm really thankful because I wouldn't be here. Like, I wouldn't be doing work on site. Like, I wouldn't be meeting these beautiful people. Like, be invited in this interview, and at the same time meeting my boss, meeting this other clients, and then like there's more to just doing your school works, guys. I think it's really important that you immerse yourself in the professional world to create your own LinkedIn. Right now you can also create your own professional Instagram. You can just post your artworks there. Not necessarily like you really need to post a professional content. Just be authentic, be yourself, and just go with it. Yeah, just go with it.
Yeah.
Take risks.
Yes, take risks. Anyway, now is the time for you to share about your agency.
Oh yeah. Okay, so guys, I've been working with Jasmine. So Jasmine is my boss. So I've met her last 2021. So she was my second client. So last year from June, she built this agency called Soul Creatives Co. So this is a digital marketing agency. So we do lots of services, branding, social media management, website building. Okay, so I'd like to plug our accounts. So yeah, you can follow us, guys, and you know, check us out.
Yeah. So again, feel free to visit those links in the description of this video. And again, you feel free to connect with Nichelle if you have any more questions, or you can just make a comment in this video. And
yes,
again, if you want to start your own virtual assistant business, go ahead and check my book at conniezabala.com/VA book. And let's have a closing prayer before we actually end. Let's remember that we are in the presence of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for another episode done successfully. Thank you for the opportunity to share our knowledge and experience to serve our clients. Hopefully, our fellow service providers were able to learn something too. Thank you to all the people who support us in our mission. Thank you for the chance to bless others through this platform. We lift up to you all our viewers, our listeners, our clients, the people we work with, and their loved ones, especially to Nichelle and her family. Continue to bless them in all areas of their lives. Whatever their petitions are right now, we pray with them, believing that whatever happens, you always have the best intentions for us. We lift up to you all these, but in the end, your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Okay, everyone, we hope to see you again either on Monday for another live praise and worship session, or on Thursday again for a live session about digital marketing or freelancing or virtual assistants. Nichelle, thank you. Thank you so much for saying yes to our invitation. Bye, everyone.
Thank you so much, Ms. Connie and Ms. Belle.
Thanks for listening to the Freelancing with Faith podcast by Connie and Belle. We hope you've learned something and enjoyed the podcast.
Feel free to share our show with your friends and family.
Check our website at freelancingwithfaith.com.
Or you can also connect with us via YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Freelancing with Faith.
We'd love to hear from you. We also appreciate any review, feedback, or suggestions you can give us to continuously improve our content.
Make sure to be there in our next episode.
We look forward to sharing more tips and faith stories with you.